Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well, as our show is on YouTube now. So if you are in the Toronto area or Ontario, even New York, we come to you or we can meet and we can interview her on our TV show, or we are doing live stream as well, and we are able to connect to you via our cameras in our YouTube channel as well, or even on Facebook. But if you're not, if you don't feel comfortable, or if you feel being on the other side, just sipping a glass of water, whatever favorite drink is it that you love to drink, and then just have a wonderful chat with me and talk about what you love to do the most, whether you are a writer, which that is the case today, or a coach or a singer-songwriter, or you have a special interest, or you invented something like we had the other day on the show. We love to have you here to share your story, to share with us amazing things that you have done throughout your great life. And I'm telling you, it is important to share. It is important to share with this beautiful world that our Creator has given us. There is so many interesting things that somewhere somebody in this beautiful world needs to listen, needs to see, needs to hear. And you have that gift. One word that my guest sometimes said, it makes a huge difference. It changes somebody's life. Something that you are doing that definitely change things around. I'm kind of reminiscing right now. I had somebody in the beginning of the year, which is a life coach, and is this person coaches people with addiction problem. And I had a caller coming in and asking question, and this person was struggling. So You never know how you can influence somebody on the other side of the line. By the way, we are live. It is 7:30 Toronto time. And my goodness, this is one of our last shows here of 2019. It is incredible how fast and how incredible this time is going by. It feels like we were here at 2018 and talking about 2019. And now it's in a couple of weeks, in a week, we will be celebrating the New Year's and we will be going to 2020, which is unfathomable. It's incredible how fast things are turning. And I want to wish, if I don't remember to say that at the end of the show, I want to wish to all of my beautiful and amazing listeners a beautiful 2020. We had Christmas just a little while ago, and our last show for the week was Monday, and then we decided just to fit this one in because it's a must, and I think it will be it for 2019. We will be seeing you guys again 2020. I would like to thank, obviously, my sponsors for the year. We've had a huge response, and again, Natasha Bridgmahan came through and sponsored the show for the year, and Nature Nova. So throughout the interview, we will be mentioning and we will be playing their word of a sponsor. So that means for 2020, we are looking for new sponsors. So if you would like to sponsor the show, send us an email at show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com. We would love to send you an email package where it states what will you get to if you sponsor us, and how beneficial it is for your name to be out there as a company, as a business, and we'd love to have you as our sponsor for 2020. Talking about email, I would like to say that it was a huge success again for all the MP3s that they were sent to us throughout 2019. My goodness, our inbox was so packed, we had to change the email to what it is right now because of the amount of emails and MP3. So for 2020, we are still looking for singers, musicians, singer-songwriters, raps, whatever it is that makes you happy when it comes down to art and music, we would love to have you here again another year. So we know that it is a little bit challenging to get your music and to get a little bit of extra exposure for your craft. So here at the Lizzy T Show, we are 150% supportive of your craft. So send us your MP3. Has to be a shorter version. We don't want to have the same problems again and run out of space. To show@lizzyt.com. One thing that we do stress, though, it the MP3 and the song must be PR rated. We don't mind playing rap or gospel, which are my favorite, by the way, or jazz, and I mean the genre is a variety, but it has to be PR rated. Just one little thing I need to stress, because once in a while we do receive songs that unfortunately has some profanity. We will not be playing it here. And talk about playing it here, one of the things that I want to make sure that right after the interview, we have so we have 20-25 minutes give or take with our guests, and then the rest of it is just music. So if you've submitted your MP3, we will be tweeting throughout the show who we are playing. So it's a variety of songs that we have received throughout the year, and for the last 3 months, we'll be playing some of those songs. Again, if you would like to interact with us today, our lines are open, and you can always call us to ask questions, comments, perhaps answers, and perhaps you would like to find out, or you know this author that we have on the line right now. The number to call us in is 845-277-9288. So let me say that as slow. 845-277-9288. We will love for you to interact with us. We love interaction. Or if you prefer to be a little bit on the quieter side, that's okay. We can always answer your comments and questions via social media. Facebook / Lizzy T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzy T Show, Twitter, The Lizzy T Show, and obviously our YouTube channel, The Lizzy T Show. And we are on TikTok as well, doing some little crazy things. I mean, you got to be on social media nowadays. It's not just enough to have a website. You have to have social media presence, and we're trying our best. I mean, it's really hard to be and to be doing everything. That's why we have a social media manager, and thank you so much for helping us out and have our presence out there. Okay, so I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of. It's a beautiful day here in Toronto, Canada. Believe it or not, it is not seasonal. It's not like -100. Whenever it's -20 or -30, it feels like I'm under 100. Today, believe it or not, it is +10, which is unheard of here in Canada, especially at this time of year. And so we are enjoying it. I know probably by New Year, we'll get the regular minus weather and lots of snow. So we are enjoying today. I went for a beautiful jog and walk, about 45 minutes, and I'm enjoying. I'm hoping that you are enjoying as well. I know some of our listeners in Brazil are complaining of the heat. Some of our listeners in Australia, unfortunately, they're suffering from a lot of forest fires, so our thoughts and prayers are with them. And our friends in India and Asia are struggling with all that rain. So our prayers again and thoughts are with our brothers and sisters around the world. Okay, so let me keep going before we run out of time. I'll be right back with my guests.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show.
Yes, I want to know. I would like to know who you are, what to do, contact info, anything new. Today, everyone, we have Joan Groves. She was an elementary school counselor for 23 years. She's retired now, and she received in 2004 the Utah School Counselor of the Year Award. Oh, my goodness, that is so beautiful. So proud of you. And, wow, that is awesome. And she holds the BS and cum laude from the University of Utah and Med from Brigham Young University, rather. She is a mother of six and a grandmother of 28. I need to ask about that. She wants children to read True Story. Every time I read this, and I've read a couple of times, it's like I'm listening to my mother. She can't stand made-up stories. She likes kids to be written true stories. She's read a book, I'm telling you. She believes that children's lower empathy and character developing from this stories. She has published The Antique Organ and other stories from the Gale History Center, as well as family stories. And Nancy Rome is an artist who enjoys painting characters and portraits. She wants her art to tell their stories of life. Joan E's Color added her artistic coloring to this book. It is a beautiful book. My goodness. You guys, if you guys are looking right now at our social media, you can see the drawing is breathtaking. So let's welcome Joan to the show with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Joan, and good afternoon. I think it's for you. And welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing just fine, and thank you. It's an honor to be here.
It is an honor and a pleasure. My goodness. Now, let me get this right. Am I reading it right? You have 28 grandkids?
Yes, that's because I have six children who are all married and have children.
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking maybe 18, but I'm not. Wow, that's awesome. So you must be one of the greatest grandmother in the whole world. Everybody comes for Christmas. Everybody has a good time. And everybody gets to have their story read by a international author, because now you are in Canada, so that crosses you over, international author here in Canada. And one of the things that I'm curious to find out, Joan, is that you've been a counselor, you were a counselor for 23 years, and being a counselor, I deal a lot with my girls in school. There's not a lot of time. There's so many things going on. Where did you find the inspiration? Were you always a writer? What triggered? Is that something that you developed after you retired? How did you start writing?
Well, I've done a little bit all along the way, but with this story, Where Is My Home, I just felt like it needed to be told because it was a true story of a cat who was taken from his home and then traveled 30 miles in 9 months to be back with his family. So I had to wonder, what ability did the cat have to find his way home, or by what miracle did he all alone survive in the outside world? So mostly I want that story because it was true. And I thought any animal lover or any child would enjoy it.
One of the things that I love about your biography too, Joan, is that you say that you would like children to read true stories. And I said that in my intro previously. My mom says that all the time, that made up things or things that are not real is not good for children. Where do you, I mean, as a counselor, obviously you have a lot of background, but where is your, how do you stand on that, sentence?
Well, I feel like that children can empathize with either an animal or another person if it's real. For instance, you know, I think of my story a lot like the prodigal son. This cat did not like his home and was unhappy there, so they found a home for him 30 miles away. But he found out in the outside world, dealing with other animals, people, and things, that he really wanted to go back home. And so he did. And I think we can relate that to children also who at times are unhappy at home and feel like they'd rather be someplace else. They'd rather be free and not be told what to do and how to do. And so this is kind of what the cat was like. But after 9 months, he returned to his home 30 miles away, which seems almost impossible, but it did happen.
That is so beautiful. I love it. I love it. So, is this story a little bit as in? I assume that you are a believer. You have some sort of Christian beliefs.
Yes, I believe in Christianity, and I have read the story of the prodigal son who
right.
didn't like his home and left, and then came back many years later, happy to be home and was welcomed by his family. And this is what
right.
happened to the cat when he came back, even though they didn't want to need an extra cat. When he returned, the mother said, any cat who would walk 30 miles to get home, this is where he belongs.
And I
so
love
they
how
kept
you
him.
I love how you try to incorporate, you know, a little bit of Christian belief into the story. I mean, that's a little bit of a hint for kids to have that experience and for them to lean towards, you know, the teachings of the Bible and things like that, which is very phenomenal, very subtle, but there is a little bit of subliminal message, good subliminal message, and I see it as good anyways. So where
right.
do you get the inspiration, Joan? How did this story came out?
Well, what happened is my daughter, who was living in South Jordan, had a small family, and they wanted to get a cat. So they went to visit a good friend of hers in Orem City, and they had the mother cat had had 4 kittens. 2 of them had already been given away, and they had 2 left. Well, Sonic would have nothing to do with the children. In fact, he scratched some of the children, and he would run away. So they took the other cat that was left, Timberwolf, and brought him here to South Jordan. But the mother, Mrs. Jake, said, I don't know what we're going to do with Sonic. We don't need another cat. And my daughter, she said, well, my mother has a barn down in South Jordan where some wild cats live. Maybe he would enjoy living there. There's a creek there and fields, and he'd have plenty to eat and a place to sleep. So she brought him down here, and we were a farming community at the time, and left him down here in the fields. He was absolutely delighted. He was free. He could climb trees. He could run through the alfalfa, and he had a home in the barn. But when he went to sleep, go to sleep in the barn, the wild cats would not accept him. fact, one of the cats attacked him. And so then he knew, well, I can't stay here. What am I going to do? So he left the barn and started south towards Orem and had lots of experiences with other animals, people, the environment, weather, until he finally got home and went into the garage where he was born and laid down on the same quilt where he was born. And the little boy, Danny, found him that next morning. So that kind of is what the inspiration was.
And if you think about it, it sounds like a very surreal kind of made-up story, but it's, believe it or not, it's based on a true story, which is even better. Joan, what would you say that is the response of family members? I mean, they know you as a school counselor for 23 years, and obviously you have tons of experiences and tons of stories and memories to share with that time that you have acted as a counselor. But what is the response now that you retire and you're writing books, and especially for children's books? What is the response or feedback from people that have known you as a counselor and now they're seeing you as an international author?
Well, I had a counselor who was in another school but was in the same district that I was in that wrote a recommendation on Amazon, who said she loved it and would be using it with her children at school to emphasize the importance of home and how we should value home and not take it for granted, that we're always accepted at home. But sometimes, you know, children don't think their home is very good and they'd rather go out into the world and experience things on their own. And just like the cat, it's not easy because he met up with animals like a skunk and he had to find food in garbage cans. Dogs chased him and lots of things happened. The bad weather, the snow, the rain, the cars, you know, he was challenged all the way along the way with different things.
Love it, love it. And I can tell you're still that true school teacher counselor, right to the core, right to the end. And I love it. Lots of patience and lots of teaching. And this is phenomenal. Guys, you're listening right now. We are live with Joan Romy Groves. She is the author of an amazing book, Where is My Home? It's a children's book. And if you have questions, perhaps comments, or even just to say hello because you know this author, you can always give us a call at 845-277-9288, or our social is open, Facebook/LizzieTradio or Instagram and Twitter as well. We will be tweeting throughout the show. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, you're talking about Amazon, and it's very, very important, very imperative for our audience to know where can they get for their children's or for a school. We're on vacation right now. I assume you guys are also on vacation, a winter vacation, but we will be back to school pretty soon in a week. Where can people get your book, Joan?
Okay, it is available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. I also have a trailer. If anybody wants to check on that, it's JoanRomneyGroves.com, and it will give you a little trailer and some author information.
Beautiful. So I will have this information, everyone, on my social media. Right now, there is a link on Facebook. You can listen to this live right now, or you can listen to us later on, which most of you know, especially being the end of the year. You guys are pretty much out and about, but it's Friday. I completely understand. So this is recorded, and you can check it out. The links for Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and her trailer will be on my social media. But if you feel like calling us in, we still have a little bit of time, and we still have some time to talk to her and to share her life, and I'm loving it. She is adorable, and I can feel her grandkids must adore her. The number to call us in, everyone, is 845-277-9288. I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, but don't go away, everyone. We're still here, and we're speaking to Joan Groove, author of an incredible book, which I need to ask her about this cover, Where Is My Home? I'll be right back, everyone.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know.
Hello, hello, everyone. I am back and I am live with international author Joan Groove. She is the creator, the inventor, and the writer of an amazing, beautiful book, Where Is My Home? And it is an Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I have links on my social media, Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio, and on Twitter for you to be able to connect. And there's links for you to be able to get this amazing book on Amazon as well. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Joan, is I am very impressed with the cover. It looks so well done. And it looks like it was done on purpose by homemade, but it looks very professional. Can you tell us a little bit about this, the cover? Was it something that you or your publisher created it? How did you pick this beautiful cover?
Well, my sister, Nancy Romney, was the one that drew all the illustrations, and she drew that one. But then I had Author House, who published the book, do all the coloring, because she didn't do any of the coloring. But I did think it was a meaningful picture for the front cover.
It is. It looks very homey, and is something that, you know, you feel like it's not going to be too commercialized. It's done with a lot of love and with a lot of care at home, and it just got photocopied, but in a very professional way. So I guess your publisher did an awesome job and did a great way of publishing and developing. So that's awesome. That is awesome. So I have right now, guys, on the line with me, Joan Groove. So if you would like to interact with us, please don't be shy. I know that there is a lot going on this weekend, but this lady is worthwhile talking, and she is amazing. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Joan, is this is your third book, if I'm not mistaken, and is this something that you're going to continue on with different animals? Right now it is a cat, but are you going for a sequel? Are you going for a trilogy? What's the plan for the future in regards to your writing?
Well, I hadn't really considered a sequel, but I'm writing another book about my grandmother who lived in Prussia and some of her experiences there. So I'm still doing some writing and some life history writing. I didn't necessarily have a sequel to this one, but who knows, I might come up with something.
You never know, right? So
this book
this book is pretty much for children. Would you say age from 2 to 5 to 6? Who will be best suited for this book?
Well, I think it can be read by parents or grandparents to children of almost any age. And then as soon as a child learns to read, like about 8 to 10 years old, then it's suitable for them to read themselves. Also, I think it's applicable for teenagers who sometimes get angry at home and don't like their home to realize that, you know, the world out there is not an easy place to navigate on your own. Because
Absolutely. This
cat, like I say, this cat made it all the way from South Jordan to Orem in 9 months, and he had a lot of things to deal with between here and there. Now, I did not follow him, of course, so I don't know that he exactly had these experiences that I put in the book, but because I'm familiar with the animals and the animal behaviors, I was able to incorporate things that I felt he would run into on his way between here in South Jordan to Orem City. So the beginning
Beautiful. And
the end are very true. And then the in-between, because I didn't follow the cat, is my imagination of what he would deal with on his journey from here to Orem.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. It has to be your imagination, but it's a good, good imagination. And we're starting to run a little bit out of time, but one of the things that I always like to ask my guests is, and unfortunately you're not going to be the exception, for somebody who's listening to us, Joan, on the other side of the world, perhaps Australia, perhaps Brazil, we have listeners over 54 countries right now. Our world map is, we had a guest from us from Berlin last week, and they want to be an international writer like yourself. They want to be able to write books, but they don't. They're stuck. What would you advise to somebody who would need that little bit of extra push, words of inspiration? What would you say to that listener that needs that little push?
Boy, I wish I could give them some wonderful advice. I feel it's difficult. You need other people to read your work and evaluate it, and just go for it. Do the work and go for it. It might be a success, or you may just have the fun of your family reading it. Either way, it's worthwhile.
Love it. I think you just read it right on. Just keep going and do it for yourself, and maybe you will inspire or you will have other readers. I love it. I have to tell you, Joan, this is the first time I've gotten such a good response on that question, because most of the times is all about this and all about that. This is the first time I've actually heard in 4 years somebody said, do it for yourself. And I think this is a golden nugget right there for somebody who's listening. And this doesn't apply just for writing. It applies for music. It applies for anything you're trying to make up. Do yourself and starting something new. Do it for yourself. Do it for that person, that dream. If it doesn't work out, at least you're doing it. And you might be able to just read it for your family, or you never know. I had a guest the other day that their book has been picked up for a movie, and you never know. You never know. Joan, I can't believe time just flying by here so quickly at the Lizzie T Show. I want to thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with me the end of 2019. I think this has been a cherry on top right now. You were just perfect for us to end the year, to have you here and sharing beautiful life. I mean, you're retired, but you keep going, you keep writing. Love, love, love to have you back with the finishing of your next book, which is not a children's book. I assume it's going to be a little bit more, a more serious book for adults.
I'm actually going to put part of it into a children's book.
Okay, okay. So love to have you back for your second book and, yeah, sharing with us a lot more of your life and a lot more of what you do the best, which is writing and having listeners and readers very happy with your work. Thank you so much, Joan, for fitting us in. And, again, it's been a great conversation with you. I think you're lovely, and I wish you the best of success for 2020.
Thank you so much. It's been my privilege.
Okay. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.
Thank you again. Bye.
And that was, everyone, Joan Groves. What an awesome lady. I mean, it feels like, you know, she inspired me. She has so much to give, and I'm hoping that is I'm able to inspire you that is listening on the other side of the line. You know, just one thing that she said, just do it for yourself. I love that. I completely love it. We're continuing on, everyone, for our musical section. We have Ty Waters. It's a song that he created for Christmas, and I know we're a little bit past that, but it's a cute song, and he is a singer-songwriter right from Toronto, from Canada, in Vancouver, and we had him on the show about last year, and he continues to do great success. So thank you so much, Ty Water, for submitting songs, and enjoy it, everyone.
7 in the morning on a Saturday, got nowhere to go, it's a holiday, got nothing to do. I'm not afraid to
Gospel singer, Don't Let Me Run. I love that song. We had Suzette about a couple of years ago, and I'm still at awe with this song. I hope you enjoyed it too. Next up is Aaron Todd. The song is Kissed by the Sun.
Thank you. don't believe that you're enlightened. I'm a child. Can't tell your river from tears. Learn to smile. We are the ones we're waiting for. Don't need to search the stars.
And that was Park Rowe, and he is a creator and producer, and this song is called Jewer, and the singer is a lead singer for this amazing song. And next up, it is The Perfect Lullaby by Arielle Current.
Broken stars are all that's left to keep me company again. Place that I once knew. You left me standing here alone, wondering what did I do wrong to make you walk away. But when the night comes and the rain begins to pour, will you stay with me and come for me a little more?
And it looks like we're still have time for one more song. Next one is Kaya Wright, Kaya Miranda. The song is called Higher. We had her last year as well, and love her stuff, love her music. And this is it, everyone. I'll be back right after this song just to say goodbye and to basically. I wish every single one of you an amazing 2020. Kaya Miranda. The song is called.
See a mother at the bus stop making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. And the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by. I want to lift. Gotta lose yourself. No matter what comes in your way, we gotta lift him high.
Here in Toronto, Canada. Thanks for being part to all of you all over the world who has supported us through 2019. I'm looking forward to an amazing 2018 with you supporting us as always. Again, if you're looking to have the sponsor, contact us. We love to talk to you. Thank you again and have an amazing the rest of 2019, everyone. See you next year. Bye-bye for now.